The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Good morning. Welcome to your Tuesday morning briefing. Here's what you need to know to start your day with your host, former Saturday Night Live superstar Joe Piscopo, produced by Joe Sebilia, with news guy Al Gattulo, and traffic with Debbie Duhaime. This is the Joe Piscopo Show on AM 970, The Answer.
Music pretty much sums up the way we feel. Joe on the radio, 877-970-2999. If you want to weigh in and you want to talk about this this insane morning, I just have a sick kind of feeling in my stomach because of what's happening. I mean, we're like a third world country now, you know, and we knew that the government kind of runs everything, but we not to this degree. To this degree, I didn't think that, and I could see. When Joe Biden goes in, he goes, I'm going to unify the country. And then he does the speech at his quote-unquote inauguration. And then I remember Chris Wallace on Fox at the time said, oh, best speech. It was like Kennedy. It was like Reagan. And please. He was lying from day one. They're just these swamp creatures that just stay in office forever. But I don't hate. And remember even then, when I didn't believe Joe Biden, I said, give him a chance. Always seemed like a nice guy to me. Always went back and forth to check on his kids after he lost his family members in that terrible car crash. And I bought it. I said he was not the smartest guy down there when I was a Democrat, and I would do fundraisers for the Democrats, you know. I would go down there and not see Joe Biden, who's always a nice guy. Give him the benefit of the doubt. Then Afghanistan unfolded about a year ago, and that's where he lost me. I didn't see the remorse, the regret, the mistakes, the insanity of him undoing. You know, by the way, just as an aside on this ridiculous, what they call this inflation reduction bill, which is a let's arm the IRS bill. This thing they're talking about, like prescription, they're saying, people with insulin, they could finally afford insulin. Donald Trump wrote that book from day one. Joe Biden undid Donald Trump making insulin affordable. That was Trump that did it. Biden undoes it. Then they redo it again the way Donald Trump, and they take credit for it. What if that they think we're dumb? But it's more so than that. It's now you've got people with guns raiding a former president, a former president's residence. That is scary. That is Venezuela. That's USSR. That is China. This is Iran. This is scary stuff. And I'm telling you, and the press goes along with it. That's what's really scary. And like my buddy said the other day, tells me, you know, the reason why left-wing radio doesn't work, why we who are conservative, why it really works here, is because the left wing doesn't need radio like we have here at the AM 970, The Answer at Salem. Why? Because they own the rest of the media. That was a great comment and very, very true. And he was a liberal, diehard liberal. And he said, no, you got to stick to what you're doing. And I'm all about patriotism. I'm all about believing in America. I'll tell you what. And it's not a Donald Trump thing. You don't understand. And why my respect for former President Trump is only because I knew him from day one, from back in the day in New York. I'll tell you what, they were great days. I'll tell you what, it was like Regis Philbin was there. Come on. It was Mayor Giuliani just started to run. And we said, wow, who's this guy, Mayor Giuliani? Oh, yeah, the U.S. attorney, the guy that stopped the mob. This is great. He starts to run. And you'd see Regis there, and Donald was there. Then they would have me go up and entertain, you know. And it was like at the Regis hotel. It was at the different events. And then I always would see Donald Trump backstage before we would go on. Geraldo was there. It was a good time. It was a fun time in New York, you know. And it was like the New York crowd, like, you know. So it was great. And then when I started working, and then you'd get a call, oh, Donald Trump wants you down. It's his birthday, and they're doing a party at Trump Plaza. he would send a jet. And I said, and I'm thinking to myself, a jet? I'm going to Atlantic City. It's a couple hours. I could get in a car, but sure, I'll go to Teterboro. Yeah, I'll go to Morristown. You got that private jet? Always first class all the way. And then this, too, I always tell you this, too, when you get the ups and downs in the business. I mean, Lord knows, you know. But Donald Trump always would just always make, speaking personally, he'd always open up the hotels, whatever you need, whatever Joe needs, whatever Piscopo needs, they would say. And I always never forgot that, you know. And then I got one-on-one with President Trump. So, listen, I can't be objective when we talk about, because I don't have hate. I don't have your hate as you listen, because a lot of people listen and they just plain can't stand the president. I don't have that. Do I understand why you would feel that way? Because you don't have the opportunity to go one-on-one with President Trump? Because I have been with big-time donors at Bedminster, big, huge money guys, you know? And they go and they sit, and every single one to a person come out after meeting Donald Trump and they go, I can't believe he's a great good guy. I had no idea what a great guy, you know. So listen, look, I see Twitter's going crazy and they're getting a little nuts, but don't hate and don't tell me that Donald Trump committed all these crimes, because you know what, there's no proof to that. And the more that they go after Donald Trump, the more he comes out, the stronger he becomes. I'm telling you. So they got him with the virus. They got him with China. You know, they took him out, however they took him out, an election. And you know what? Now they're trying to do the same thing because they're obsessed with it. And I'm glad that Professor Dershowitz concurred with my thoughts. It sounds to me like it's desperation. When they go into Mar-a-Lago, it sounds to me like complete desperation. Because they have nothing else on what? On the January 6th, the clown show that they're calling the January 6th hearings. They got nothing. And so let's go raid Mar-a-Lago. Inexcusable. But do they know how it looks to the rest of the country? Do they know how it looks to the rest of the world? Remember, what was that island, Joe, in the Island of Misfit Toys? Is that what that was? What was
yeah,
that?
Rudolph? Yeah, the Island of Misfit Toys.
That's what we're like. We're like the island of misfit politicians and press and Department of Justice people. We're like the island of misfits here.
No child wants to be a Charlie in the box.
It's true, though, man. You know,
we want to be a dentist.
Exactly. That's who we are. The rest of the world is laughing at us. And the DOJ, do you know what it takes to mount something like that? And why? Because, he had some things, that were supposed to be classified. Why would they go after that? Because they got nothing for January 6th. They're not going to start. And in my opinion, in my humble opinion, they are going to embolden and strengthen Donald Trump. And embolden and strengthen his primary win and his win in 2024. But this is the problem. What happened last time when Trump wins oh my gosh. And I said he was going to win. I just felt he was going to win. I just knew it. And Mike Gallagher said he was going to win. We were the only two. Everybody else was for Ted Cruz. They thought Trump will never win. He wins. And then policy wise, he goes on to be a great president, but the Republicans never backed him and they haven't backed him to this day, in my opinion. You know, they look like he's some kind of rogue and he'll go away and let's get Liz Cheney and let's get Mitt Romney and Dick Cheney. And that's the Republican Party. People don't want that Republican Party. People want a new Republican Party. But when Donald Trump goes in and he takes the House and the Senate, the Republicans did absolutely nothing, nothing and nothing. And I'm telling you right now, as they must have had a hint of this FBI raid, they must have had a hint of it. The Republicans, I'm saying. You know, the New York Times knew it because the New York Times tipped off because they're part of the regime is what they do. But don't you think the Republicans knew it? And some of the heads of the Republican Party went, go ahead, take him out. It's about time to take him out. You're just going to make Trump stronger when you do things like this. Let me go to Terry, if I can, calling in New York. Hi, Terry. How are you this morning? What's on your mind?
How are you?
You're very well. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. For people who don't believe in God, they sure as hell are afraid of the second coming. God bless. Everybody stay well. Stay well, my sweetheart.
Thank you, Terry. You can hear that New York accent. That is a gal from the East Village. The East Village, I wouldn't say is so conservative. Just a shot, you know. But New York, Chico, this is great. Yeah, the second coming. I'm telling you. And look, and I understand the criticisms. Trust me. And by the way, I got insulted because President Trump. Joey, how many times did we call President Trump? How many times did we call?
About 975.
Yeah, when he was running, right?
Yeah, we called him when he was running. Before he started the campaign, right. We called him a bunch of times.
Yeah, you know what I mean? And they never called back. And then when they told me a couple of weeks ago, President Trump is asking about you, Joe, where are you? And so I said, why you guys never call? Because I get offended because I'm Italian. So I get offended. I go, you know, and it's not, I don't get mad. I just get offended. I go, okay, well, they didn't call. So, I mean, I'm not chasing anybody. So I'm telling you, I am objective. I'm objective in this. Don't hate. Put the hate aside. I don't hate Joe Biden. I don't hate you for voting for Joe Biden for destroying America. I don't hate you. I just consider you, as you may consider me, you know, just a little unaware, you may, you know. But think about what you did. We handed you off the Democratic Party. We handed you off progressive politics. We handed you off AOC and the Squad and Bernie Sanders and Joe Biden, a puppet presidency, and Susan Rice and Ron Klain and Barack and Michelle. We handed it off all to you. Okay, go show us what you can do. You respectfully have failed miserably. When those of us who voted for Donald Trump, just to be fair, and you got to be fair. You know, you didn't like, oh, he tweets. Oh, he said this. Oh, he did that. Oh, it's an embarrassment. Look at the policies about the strongest economy we had in over 50 years. The job, my 401k, the explosion of construction in New York under the Trump administration, how other countries feared us. Oh, I don't know. Things like we weren't at war. We weren't at war with Russia. Putin was afraid of Donald Trump. You need that. So don't criticize. Because I'm telling you, you made a wrong move voting for Biden. I don't hate you, but it was a wrong move, and you've got to accept that. Don't blame me for voting for the guy that created jobs that helped that. You know what I've been doing for many, many years is trying to go through the at-risk communities. You know, and when I see black Americans in inner cities, I go, and I look around and go, why isn't anybody here helping this community? These are Americans. We're sending billions of dollars to Zelensky, you know, in Ukraine. What are we doing? And then I see these black kids being shot and killed, like my friend Gianno Caldwell's younger brother, Christian, you know, 17 years old, shot and killed in cold blood in Chicago. Why isn't anybody upset about that? As a former Democrat, I don't know. But under Donald Trump, there were opportunity zones. We supported the police that stopped the crime. You know, when under Biden, defund the police, take the police away, embolden these really domestic, I call them, he says the white people are domestic terrorists. No, it's not. It's the people that are just neglecting the inner city, St. Louis and Baltimore and East St. Louis and Chicago and Milwaukee. You want me to continue? Where's the Democratic Party? How do you vote Democrat in good conscience? So I don't hate you, but I just don't understand how you could vote for a guy like Biden, you know? And let me go to Susan. We got the phones fired up this morning. I love that you're fired up. Susan, what are you thinking this morning?
Hi. Thanks so much for taking my call. You know, last night I was feeling completely disenfranchised as an American. I was so depressed after what went on in Mar-a-Lago. I was thinking to myself, as in New York, I have to think more locally right now, and we have to get Lee Zeldin in. I mean, we as New York, we really have to work very, very hard to get Zeldin in because Hochul will continue these policies.
Yep.
She has a huge war chest. I don't know if you heard that she took a contract without getting a bid, and the person who got that contract gave her a lot of money for her campaign. Now, Lee Zeldin, he went through a lot of money to win that party. So listeners have to, at the very minimum, make sure to vote. If they could all get one other person to vote for him, it would be a start. It would be a start in New York that we would get the bail laws changed because we're in rough shape, as you just said, went through the whole litany of grievances that we all feel. Yep. But if we could start small as New Yorkers and try to get Hochul out, but it's going to be a big fight. And if people could reach into their, you know, into their pockets. And even if it's a small amount, if your wide, wide population of viewers gave a small amount, this is, you know, this could be really a shot in the arm for Zeldin. I'm very, very frightened about what's going on now. I feel, as I say, very, very distanced from the government. I was heartbroken. The visions of what was going on in Mar-a-Lago, they were very, very chilling.
Yep.
Very, very chilling. Yep. And if you don't think that Iran and China looking in on the chaos
that's
going on in this country. I mean,
this
is also a security issue. It's
that's
not just Republican, Democrat. It's what's how we're being viewed. They see how we are ignoring, as you just went on, the incredible amount of problems that we have because of this obsession, this incredible, and it is a true derangement, this obsession with Trump. And I would venture to say that our efforts have to be not in trying to convince the Trump haters. You will never change them. They are obsessed. There is no talking to them. It is a tragedy. You have people in your family, we all do, and friends, and they look at you like you are crazy.
It's true, Sue.
And we have to put this aside and say, what can we do?
Yeah,
what
you're
can
right.
we do?
Step
and
up.
So that's my message.
Susan, don't despair. Don't despair. You got the goal. We will implement. Well said. Great advice. Joe on the radio. Miranda Devine's coming up. I see the calls. Hold the calls, please. I love that you're fired up. Debbie's out there looking out for you on this very, very hot Tuesday, August 9th. How are we doing traffic-wise, Deb?
I'll tell you what's happening, Joe. We've got issues on the Gowanus eastbound. Stop-and-go traffic up by 38th with an accident just clear, but we're still seeing a lot of volume. Major problems continue on the LIE westbound into Francis Lewis Boulevard. They're still cleaning up from an overturned tractor-trailer. The accident happened early this morning. The crews are still out here. Heavy traffic on the LIE west through Nassau County getting into Queens because of that issue. Northbound Van Wyck slowing down up toward Atlantic Avenue. Traffic slowing down to the Throgs Neck and Whitestone Bridges getting into Queens. If you're heading to the inbound side of the GWB, about 15 to 20. Lincoln Tunnel 10 minutes in. Holland Tunnel 10 minutes in. 3 westbound, the ramp to 495 westbound getting out toward the Turnpike. That ramp is blocked. It's an ongoing investigation. Garden State Parkway North, exit 145, a crash with several lanes blocked over there. Checking in on the forecast, partly cloudy today. Chance of thunderstorms high in the 90s. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Thank you, Debbie. I love telling you about Rhino Shield because we don't want you to paint. Do not paint until you speak with Susan at Rhino Shield. Rhino Shield is engineered to outlast paint, is formulated to outsmart the elements. It's a unique ceramic technology that can be sprayed onto virtually any what they call a substrate. It's brick, block, stucco, cement, wood, metal, and more. The patented coating looks just like traditional latex paint. Comes in virtually any color, but lasts much longer. It protects. It waterproofs. It insulates as well. You know, I always tell you, I'm always trying to be pragmatic on the radio. You get a 25-year transferable warranty. This is a guarantee against peeling, chipping, cracking, mold, or mildew. You know, and a painter can't give you that. Plus, Susan is offering you a free. If you call for a free quote, I said free, by August 31st, you can lock in a 20% discount. How about that from Susan? And you'll love Susan. She makes everything so easy. Will you call Rhino Shield, please? 877-744-6608. 877-744-6608. Or go to rhinoshieldofny.com.
Gregory Floyd, host of Reaching Out, gets answers to the tough questions from people in the know.
A very special guest is Congressman Peter King from New York's 2nd Congressional District. 237 represents the security in the Brentwood School District. Mm-hmm. We know about MS-13. We've been hearing about them for quite some time, and I want to commend you for bringing the attention to this gang violence and also doing something about it.
MS-13 is particularly brutal. There's been a total of 17 murders on Long Island in 14, 15 months. This is just killing for the sake of killing. And the irony is, though, or the most tragic part of it is they target other immigrants. And I would say every person who has been killed by MS-13 is either an immigrant young person themselves or a son or daughter of immigrants. So it's their own community that they're terrorizing. It's absolutely horrific.
It's Reaching Out with Gregory Floyd at a new time, Saturday afternoon at 2:30 and again at 9 p.m. on AM 970, The Answer.
Listen to us online at am970theanswer.com. Tune in, iHeart, Alexa, or odyssey.com.
Hey, can I tell you about Connors and Sullivan? Miranda Devine standing by. You don't want to miss the great Miranda Devine. She's a lot to talk about. Judge Knapp as well this hour. Andrew Napolitano, my longtime dear friend from Bloomfield, New Jersey. And I love telling you about my dear friends Beth and Mike Connors. They have got for you an estate plan, a will, a trust, a health care proxy, power of attorney, all the things that you don't want to talk about. I'll speak for myself that I don't want to talk about. Mike knows it. Mike Connors knows it better than anybody. Now, it's essential to create for you a power of attorney, a health care proxy, as soon as you can, while you are healthy. And you could call Connors and Sullivan, attorneys at law. They know what they're talking about. They've been doing it for 30 years. They'll help you make a plan that protects you best. You will designate who you want to make decisions for who? For you. Get a free in-person initial consultation with a lawyer from Connors and Sullivan. 718-238-6500. 718-238-6500. Offices are in Brooklyn, Manhattan, Queens, on Staten Island. 718-238-6500. Or start here, please. ConnorsandSullivan.com.
Tweet us on Twitter. Like us on Facebook. We're everywhere. AM 970. TheAnswer.com.
Hey, Joe on the radio. Oh, my Lord, what a morning. And you know what? I don't want you to get upset on Twitter, please, because I see these. This is from Lucy on Twitter. And let me know when Miranda joins us, guys. I'm good to go. President Trump committed too many crimes for this to backfire bigly or otherwise. And then people are right. What crimes? When we argue, and not in defense of Trump, just in defense of politics and facts, what crimes? Help me out here. All right. But you know what? We'll figure it all out. But let's go to Miranda Devine. She has so much to say, and she's so on top of everything. New York Post columnist and author of Laptop from Hell, please. Miranda, I know everybody is asking Miranda Devine to jump on the air. Yet you don't forget your pal Joe on the radio. Thank you for that. thanks for being here. You know, we're so unsettled. I feel it. There's a nausea about the day. How can the Department of Justice? We knew it was bad. You wrote about it. You see it. I mean, where do we go from here, Miranda Devine?
Well, look, I mean, already the public has very little faith in the FBI and thinks that it's sort of the Gestapo for the Democratic Party. And I think this unprecedented move of raiding the former president's home in Florida just cements that view. And it's really unfortunate. I think it's terrible for America. And I think it will backfire on the Democrats and on the FBI. And the DOJ.
Yeah, what's with this FBI? You know, and again, I got Miranda, you know what? We've known each other a while, so I have to stick up for the rank and file, as I know you do, the rank and file of the FBI. But this guy, I'm watching Chris Wray. I'm watching him at that hearing, and your article, FBI Director Chris Wray is guiding the agency the wrong way fast. That snarky look, that look that he was like the kid we never liked in high school, like he knew everything, you know? But he looked like, I mean, he knew this raid was coming up. He knew. He must have known it. And not only him, let's go to Merrick Garland, the AG. I mean, these people are as corrupt as ever. This is a political takedown. And you, thank God, you and a few of us are talking about it. The mainstream media won't even touch it.
Yeah, it's interesting. Look, as far as the FBI rank and file go, we know that Jim Jordan has said that they've had 14 sort of rank and file FBI agents have come to them to blow the whistle on the things like the cover up of the Hunter Biden material, pretending it was Russian disinformation, as we were told at least two of their agents or an agent and an analyst did back in October of 2020. So that's starting, and let's hope there's more of it. But you know, Christopher Wray, as you say, he gave that testimony to the Senate Judiciary Committee on Thursday, and smirking throughout, batting away questions, not answering them properly, just, you know, defending the FBI as if all these mistakes, blunders,
indications of corruption within are nothing, as if they're just, oh, yes, they're terrible and we'll deal with it. No, we're beyond that. And at the time, Christopher Wray was answering these very pointed questions from both Republican and Democrat senators, because it's a bipartisan problem, the FBI concerns. He knew full well what was going on, because on Friday, that warrant was signed by a judge in Florida, the search warrant. So that Christopher Wray at the time, we believe, was in his holiday home in the Adirondacks, because he cut his testimony short, left halfway through the day to get on the FBI's private Gulfstream, you know, luxury jet to go off to the Adirondacks. Told Chuck Grassley that, you know, he had business to do. And Chuck Grassley said, well, if it's your business trip, you've got your own plane, can't it wait? And Wray just said, well, no, it can't wait. You know, whatever he had to do was so urgent. Well, turns out when you look at where the Gulfstream went that afternoon, it went to the Adirondacks. It went to his holiday home.
You know what? And you got to read this article from Miranda about FBI Director Wray doing that. This is really sickening. And then we just heard a half hour ago about you leaving at 1:30, Grassley says, the way you wrote it, Grassley grizzled. We were going to have 7 minutes for first round questions as Grassley's talking to Wray. This is from Miranda's article, her column. 3 minute rounds. So Grassley is being nice. I got seven people on my side of the aisle, he said, who want their additional 3 minutes. And Wray turned them down and went on to a private Gulfstream jet. You know, what's with climate change? I mean, you don't know what this spews into the airwaves. And he goes to his summer home. This is inexcusable. And if this was a Donald Trump compadre, if this was a friend of Trump, Miranda, can you imagine the press if that actually happened?
Well, I mean, the double standards are just so obvious in every single case. I mean, the raid, for instance, that's ridiculous. The raid, I mean, you know, if it's as has been leaked to the New York Times, it's just over the Presidential Records Act of,
right,
you know, 15 boxes that were packed up by the GSA on behalf of Donald Trump that were in a locked room at Mar-a-Lago that Donald Trump gave the FBI access to a couple of months ago and said, go for your life, do whatever you like. I mean, if it's over that, when his lawyer has been cooperating throughout, then there really are double standards, because what about Hillary Clinton? Exactly the same problem of taking away classified material. And in that case, there was a real reason for it. And nothing happened to her. And the FBI made negotiations with her lawyers and even destroyed a couple of laptops on their behalf. Knew that they had bleach-bitted some emails. So why the double standard here just, you know, 6 years later?
It's so true. And tell us about, before we let you go, Miranda, about Hunter Biden. I am just amazed. And I don't like when we go after the children of politicians, but this guy with the drugs, with the audacity of just, you know, of Biden not even acknowledging and saying, you know, my son has a problem. I feel horrible. You saw the pictures. I'm embarrassed. I feel bad. Jill could say something. The first lady, they don't say anything. They just go right by it and they say, oh, how about buying a painting? And then, oh, I saw the New York Times story, son. Nothing's going to happen. Who are these people? Who are these Biden people? It's like, and why won't the DOJ touched them? It's so obvious that even the mainstream media is talking about what you originally talked about in your laptop from hell. Are we going to see anything from the Department of Justice that goes after Hunter Biden and the Biden crime family?
Well, look, I mean, there's been no search warrant, no raid on Hunter Biden's house in Malibu. That's telling
exactly.
in itself, considering
exactly.
that Rudy Giuliani right. was raided.
That's right.
Victoria Tensing, Joe Geneva were raided by the FBI at
That's
dawn
right.
For the purpose of humiliating them and scaring people off. James O'Keefe, Same thing from Project Veritas. You know, Rudy Giuliani just got his devices handed back to him. There have been no charges on any of those people that I've mentioned. The FBI raid seems to have just been an intimidation tactic. Hunter Biden, no raid. And as we know, it has nothing to do with Hunter Biden, really. It is about his father, Joe Biden, the president, and his involvement in the family influence peddling scheme that Hunter Biden was involved in. And so it's double standards is just too mild a language to use for this. It's frightening.
It's so true. We will retweet this article. Great job on it, Miranda. Great work always. And I wonder where the ACLU is on these assaults on our civil rights. Miranda, keep the fight. Always awesome to have you with us on the air. Thank you. And all
Thanks
the best.
So much,
hope to see you soon. Thank you. Miranda Devine. And Judge Napolitano is going to join us momentarily. Lord, I see the phone calls. I'll go there as soon as I can. But I want to leave some time for the judge, if I may. So hang in there if you can. 9:35. Al's in the newsroom right now. On AM 970, The Answer.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970, The Answer.
83 degrees at 9:35. I'm Al Gattulo with local news first. Here's what's going on. The New York State Fair coming up soon, and Amtrak will be making it easier for people to attend the popular event. The rail company offering direct service to the fairgrounds, which are located in Syracuse. Officials say by deciding to take the train, folks will be able to avoid things like parking fees, traffic, and tolls. They'll save money on gas as well. Tickets available right now. They can be purchased online at Amtrak.com. Fair begins Wednesday, August 24th, and it runs through Labor Day on Monday, September 5th. The beloved Brooklyn Bodega Cat is back after being abducted more than a week ago. No one knows where Boca has been, but the beautiful gray feline returned to the Great Green Olives Deli and Grill on Friday night. One theory is the thief seen on surveillance video nabbing Boca outside the Park Slope store grew a conscience. Bodega owner Abdul Mahid, who adopted Boca last January, is thrilled to have his kitty back, and so are his customers, who never gave up hope. They printed out stolen cat flyers and posted about Boca on social media. In sports, Yankees snapping their 5-game losing streak. They took down the Mariners in Seattle 9-4. Mets winners of 4 in a row, beating the Reds 5-1 at Citi Field. Chris Bassett allowing one unearned run over 8 innings, securing his 9th victory of the season. Stuck in traffic, Debbie Duhame's got the answer.
Hey, good morning, Al. Thanks a lot. I'm seeing delays right now on the Sawmill. The Sawmill southbound by 9A and Hawthorne, a disabled vehicle. 287 eastbound getting out by exit 5, getting into White Plains. Watch out. It looks like a crash reported. We're still seeing some stop-and-go traffic on the Garden State Parkway north, getting up toward 145. An accident blocking several lanes over there. 280 West, exit 15, heading into Newark, an accident. And it looks like that ramp on 3 westbound to 495 over in Secaucus, that accident investigation cleared. Expect delays at the Throgs Neck and the Whitestone Bridges getting into Queens. It's ongoing road work and still stop and go on the LIE westbound at Francis Lewis Boulevard. Cleanup of an earlier overturned tractor trailer. All lanes still subject to closure. It looks like it's been there since 4:20 this morning. Checking in on the forecast. Sunny today. Looks like a high going up to about 96. Watch for a chance of a thunderstorm. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhame with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Sponsored by Pfizer. Charging a cell phone can be like getting a booster shot. A booster is given to enhance or restore protection after a primary series vaccination, which wanes over time. Schedule an appointment when you're eligible. Sponsored by Pfizer and BioNTech.
Thank you, Albert. Thank you. Marcia in Maryland, in pain, leg pain for years. And you know how painful that is. Summer started, you know, now she's going through summer and she didn't want to be in pain while spending time with her kids. I'm just saying, she heard about 100% drug-free Relief Factor on the radio. Hello. And decided to try it, even though she had her doubts about it working. Great news, it worked. Marcia said she feels like a new person and has no problem being outside all day, walking around with her kids, you know? So you got to try it. I'm telling you, tens of thousands of people take Relief Factor. Why? Because it gets them out of pain. I want you out of pain. And it's only $19.95. 3-week quick start. Only $19.95. Call 800-4-RELIEF. 800, the number 4, the word relief. Or start here, please. Everything you need to know about 100% drug-free relief factor. By the way, worked for Marcia very quickly, worked for me in 5 days. Give yourself 3 weeks, and it's only $19.95. ReliefFactor.com.
When Dr. Lederman came to New York from Harvard, 97% of women in New York were losing their breasts as breast cancer treatment. But 90% of Dr. Lederman's patients with breast cancer were keeping their breasts. Dr. Lederman, an outspoken advocate of breast-saving therapy, educated women about choices. To arm every woman about breast cancer, choices, breast-saving whenever possible and desired. When every hospital thought standard radiation was okay, Dr. Lederman had a better idea. Innovative Dr. Lederman first brought brain radio surgery to New York and body radio surgery to America. Meet Dr. Lederman, breast-conserving therapy over decades. 1384 Broadway at 38th. Call 212-CHOICES, 212-CHOICES, about breast cancer treatment. Most insurances, Medicare, Medicaid accepted. For a fresh second opinion, call Dr. Lederman. Breast cancer treatment, call 212-CHOICES, 212-CHOICES. Call Dr. Lederman today, 212-CHOICES.
Listen to us online at am970theanswer.com. Tune in, iHeart, Alexa, or Odyssey.com.
Judge Andrew Napolitano standing by. I'm telling about, speaking of Italians, let me tell you about Steve Perillo, my buddy, in Italy. You know, you can go with the Italy North Classic. You can go to the Flavors of Italy tour. How about that? Bologna, Florence, Perugia, of course, Roma. We want you to call for the Perillo 2022 Italy, but Spain and Hawaii brochures as well. 800-631-1000. But I have to tell you, Steve has opened. We had a great, great lunch last week with Steve Perillo. Great guy, a dear friend. And he said, Joe, I could squeeze out a couple more reservations on the trip in September. So if you're thinking of going, Steve can make it work. Not easy, but we can make it work for you because we have got the Italy trip of a lifetime. I mean, we filled it up. We're going to go and we are going to have a blast. Some of my friends are going. We're taking family. It's going to be great and we invite you to go along. So give a call. Janice is standing by, okay? 800-631-1000, 800-631-1000. Or start here, please, PerilloTours.com.
The Relief Factor Pain-Free Studio. Say goodbye to pain and hello to relief with Relief Factor today.
Breaking news and local news. Find it on our website, am970theanswer.com.
Nobody better, Luciano Pavarotti, the epitome of Italian greatness. Speaking of which, Judge Andrew Napolitano is here. There's another great Italian.
No matter what we're going to talk about, no matter what destruction of civil liberty is going on, I always have a belly laugh whenever you introduce me.
I love you, man. I love you, man. I'll tell you. It's so funny because it's like, it's so great. And it's like, you should carry that recording around with you, Judge. And when you walk into a restaurant,
Send it to the cat man so they can play it over there with them.
I'll tell John Katz to play it. Judge, I'm thinking about you all morning, man, because I'll tell you, I'm off my game this morning. I'm very, very upset because I've turned more like toward you. A lot of us have about being in the more, for lack of a better, description of a libertarian, where we just don't trust the government. My goodness, what happened, Judge? What happened? And put Donald Trump aside. What happened last night? We're nauseous as Americans, my friend.
What happened last night happens every day of the week. With either the FBI or the state police or local police. You are talking to one of the few judges in the country who turned down these applications for search warrants because he didn't believe they had demonstrated probable cause. So let me tell you how this works. And it's a little different because he's the former president of the United States.
Okay.
The FBI is conducting a criminal investigation. They go to the Attorney General of the United States, and he has to sign off on this. Then two FBI agents, not one, two or more, and a federal prosecutor go to a federal judge in Miami. The investigation's in Washington. They're going to Miami because that's the closest federal judge to where Trump lives. They have to demonstrate to this federal judge in secret, in private, two things. One, that a crime was committed, not necessarily by Trump, but that a crime was committed. And two, that it is more likely than not that on these premises and in this safe is evidence of the crime. Now, how could they have known what was in the safe unless they have a confederate that works for Trump who's an undercover FBI agent? We'll find all of this out when we see the statements that were made to the judge under oath in order to get the judge to sign the search warrant. Then the judge signs the search warrant and authorizes them to break if necessary. Now, because he's protected by the Secret Service, I'm sure they made a phone call and said, by the way, in 10 minutes there's going to be 50 FBI agents out front. We have a search warrant here. We'll fax it to you. Let us in. They conveniently waited until Trump himself was in New Jersey at his golf course in Bedminster before they did that. And we know, you've been to Mar-a-Lago, it's enormous and, of course, magnificent. They only concentrated on the area where the former president lives and where his offices are. Now, what are they looking for? Well, my first thought when I heard about this was there's three criminal investigations. I don't know if the public knows this, of Donald Trump. Which one is this? Well, one we know it wasn't. That's the investigation in Atlanta, Georgia. The second investigation is of the events on January 6th. The third investigation, which is a little murky and a little below the radar, is the following, which is what this is about. When he was the president of the United States on January 20th, 2021, a few hours before Joe Biden was going to be sworn in to replace him, he left D.C. and he took papers from the White House with him, and some of those papers were classified, top secret. As president of the United States, he can legally do that. But at some point in the air between Washington and Miami, he lost his power as president, and he lost his top secret security clearance. So he was then in a civilian in possession of top secret documents, which is unlawful. Not necessarily a crime because he's not going to show them to the Russians or the Chinese or to the New York Times or to Fox News or to anybody. So when the archivist of the United States, whose job it is to secure these documents, learned that Trump had them, he asked for them back, and Trump said no. Then the archivist went to the DOJ, and the DOJ went to Trump's lawyers. And, Joey, they were engaged in good faith negotiations to return these documents when 50 FBI agents showed up at 6 o'clock in the morning. It is almost unheard of to do this during good faith negotiations. You would wait until the negotiations collapsed. So they must have told this judge they feared that Trump was going to seize, destroy, or remove the documents again. How they knew that, what they told the judge, we won't find out unless and until there's a criminal prosecution. If there's no criminal prosecution, we'll never find out what they told the judge.
And what is the judge thinking? And what were you thinking, if I may, Judge Andrew? What were you thinking when you were approached by the authorities saying, look, we need a search warrant? What did you see where you said, wait, this is wrong. This is wrong. This is not American. And what did you see that this judge did not see?
Well, if I turned down a search warrant, it's because either the police were utterly unworthy of belief and they were stretching, meaning they hated the defendant and they were after him for some other reason, which may very well be the case here. Or what they told me did not constitute probable cause of crime. Probable cause of crime means it is more, A, that a crime has been committed. They'd have to demonstrate that. What is the crime? B, it is more likely than not that in the place to be searched and among the things to be seized is evidence of that crime. Now, if they couldn't show that to me, I rejected it. But, Joey, you could count on one hand the judges that reject search warrant applications, and you wouldn't even use all of your fingers. They are routinely granted. However, the judge would be humiliated and subject to reversal if he signed a search warrant without an adequate evidentiary basis in front of him. So one would say, well, look, they really think Trump is going to seize the documents? Why didn't they just have a grand jury subpoena them? They must have feared that he was going to either seize them, destroy them, or move them which is why they showed up at 6 in the morning with a locksmith.
Hey, Judge, we appreciate your valuable time, my friend. But what were in those documents? What could possibly be in those documents, do you think?
You know, Joe? I've been asked that question half a dozen times in the past 12 hours, Joey, and I don't know. I will tell you this. Many times, the federal government overclassifies. I've seen declassified documents, and I'm reading them and going, why the hell did they classify this? There's no secrets in this. So sometimes things are classified that really don't need to be classified, and the feds classified it just because they wanted to avoid embarrassment. Other times things are classified because it's got the names and methods of undercover CIA agents whose lives would be at risk if the document were revealed. You know, one of the complaints Trump made last night, which is perfectly legitimate, Hillary Clinton had 33,000 emails on her server. She was allowed to wipe it and bleach it clean. Among them were 112 top secret documents. Rather than returning them, she destroyed them, destroyed the digital version of them.
Yeah.
And she got away with it. Nobody broke into Bill and Hillary's mansion at 6 o'clock in the morning.
Could President Trump use
what they would have found
if they go after? Please. If they go after, before we let you go, Judge, if they go after President Trump, could he use this Hillary as an example and saying, "Look, here's an example in the court of law where they did not go after a person like this."
That's called selective prosecution, and yes, he could. I don't think it would work. It rarely works, but sometimes it does.
But this
ratchets up dramatically the DOJ heat on Donald Trump. You know, we both know him. He's a thick-skinned guy. I understand he sleeps like a baby, but I don't know how anybody could sleep knowing that this is going on.
But President Trump aside, Hunter Biden's out there painting artwork. I mean, we have all the information, and no one goes after him.
Is it selective prosecution? Is Trump right? Is Kevin McCarthy right? Yeah. Was he targeted because they want to prevent him from running for president in 2024? If he was, then the people who targeted him should be fired, because that's not what we hire the FBI and the DOJ to do. I'm a little skeptical of all the criticism of the FBI. The criticism should be on the DOJ. The FBI does what the DOJ tells them to do. And sometimes they're a little heavy-handed, like when they arrested Roger Stone.
Oh.
But basically, they do what the DOJ tells them to do. The FBI doesn't get a warrant on its own. It accompanies the DOJ when the DOJ wants a warrant. So the buttons were pressed. The strings were pulled. Whatever analogy you want to make, the decisions were made by high-ranking federal prosecutors. Yeah. Not by FBI agents.
Judge Andrew, are you a brilliant, knowledgeable, always an incredible chat this morning. Thank you, sir. With great respect, my dear
friend. It's always a pleasure, Joey. And the next time you call me, will you pick something happier to talk about?
I'd love that. We need to do that. We need to do that. Thank you, Judge. God bless you.
In New Jersey. Don't answer. We'll talk about it next time.
You got it. Done deal. Thank you, Judge.
Love
you too, sir. Judge Andrew Napolitano. By the way, host of Judging Freedom podcast. You can go to judgenap.com. Judgenap.com. Debbie's on the roads looking out for you all morning long. Hiya, Debbie.
Hi, Joe. And let's take a ride, see what's happening out here this morning. Traffic is still moving slowly this morning as you head over to the Van Wyck North up by Liberty Ave. They're doing construction over there, Joe, and it's still busy on the LIE westbound at Francis Lewis Boulevard. That overturned tractor-trailer accident happened at 4:20 this morning. Crews are still out there offloading the truck and trying to get rid of the problem. Expect some delays on the Garden State Parkway heading northbound at 145. It's an accident blocking three lanes and 17 westbound busy up through Chester over in Orange County with construction. I'm Debbie Duhaime with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Keep your body moving with powerful nutrients to support your joints and overall mobility. Invite Health is here to save the day and your body with the best-selling Cartilage HX. Cartilage HX helps to maintain the health of your cartilage and promotes flexibility and mobility. This powerful formulation provides a patented form of type 2 collagen called UC2 that has been shown in clinical studies to promote joint comfort and strong, healthy bones. Just listen to what some Invite Health customers in the tri-state area are saying about Cartilage HX.
I had a problem with my left knee and had to take baby steps going up the stairs. I'm almost normal now.
Miracle! When I climb the stairs, my knees no longer hurt.
Stay active with the help of Cartilage HX. Buy one bottle, get the other free, plus free shipping today. Call 800-673-2345 now to order. Again, that's 800-673-2345. 800-673-2345.
Right now, you're getting squeezed by businesses trying to offset their increasing costs brought on by left-wing policies. It's a mess. So I switched to Pure Talk, the wireless company. Pure Talk drew the line in the sand and said, stop messing around with the American public. You sign up with Pure Talk this month, you're going to get their best offer ever, 1 month free. Lock in talk, text, and data on America's most reliable 5G network for just $30 a month, plus 1 month free when you make the switch today. Just dial #250 and say Dennis Prager for the special offer. When you choose Pure Talk, you're choosing to support American jobs. You're choosing to support a company whose CEO is a U.S. veteran. And with Pure Talk's no-risk money-back guarantee, you won't regret this. Switch to Pure Talk now and get a whole month free. Dial #250 and say Dennis Prager. Dial #250 and say Dennis Prager.
It's the AM 970 Weather Answer Forecast.
A heat advisory continues today as we're expecting very humid conditions with thunderstorms in the afternoon, starting off with partly cloudy skies and a high of 94. As we go into tonight, some heavy thunderstorms are even possible with a low of 72, and this could lead to flooding on streets and also poor drainage areas. Then tomorrow, those storms continue to stick around for the first part of the day, then becoming cloudy, highs around 82, and on Thursday, cloudy skies with a couple showers and storms. I'm meteorologist Jeff Nordine on AM 970, The Answer.
Thank you, Jeff. Joey on the radio. Great to have you with us. I love telling you about the Atlantis New York cruises. Boy, we could all use that, right? We're going out. We're going out in September. We go out with all the great family of sponsors that we have on the radio station and WMCA. All the pastors go with us. I perform on the cruise. Oh, yeah. Why would I not? Come on now. We're talking about the Atlantis and New York cruises. Fully insured, Coast Guard certified, 3-deck magnificent yacht. Family owned and operated. Captain Fred has over 40 years of boat building and marine experience. He will make this event that you want to do like a wedding. Yeah, how cool would that be? And a proposal, may I, who a man who knows proposals. Yeah, you know, a birthday corporate event. You can go in style. Captain Fred will take care of you. You could cruise around Manhattan. Absolute style. The sound system is great. The food is great. It is like it's something that people don't think about. And I would suggest that you call Captain Fred and ask him about the Atlantis and New York cruises for a special event in your life. It's one that you will never forget. I'll tell you that right now. Oh, yeah. 212-633-1231. 212-633-1231. 31 or visit please newyorkcruises.com. Hey, let me take a look. Viviana for a second. Viviana, we got about 30 seconds. Wanted to get you on the air, my dear. We love that you listen. What are you thinking this morning? Oh, yes? No? We lost her out? All right. She is so wonderful. We need Viviana. Viviana, please call back tomorrow. You know, I know you're upset, and you get upset. We will get to the heart of it. It is so I am so unsettled because I'm telling you, what we talk about on the radio and what I say on the radio, I don't know that the FBI won't show up. And again, Andrew was right. Judge Andrew Napolitano was right. It's not the FBI. It's the DOJ. Who are these people? And a shout out to Dan Bongino said, he said, you got to fire people, but you got to fire them 100 at a time. And when the Republicans take charge in the midterms and then we win in 2024, because that, I'm telling you, I believe that is the journey. And I believe that the Lord has put us on that path. I pray that that's the case. You got to go in and you can't just do nothing. You've got to lop off all of those lifelong bureaucrats that are destroying this country and coming after you and coming after me. Make it the best day you can because you deserve it.
News. 3-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.